Hi, this is Linda Weston.
And this is Jenny Flynn.
And together we are.
Together we are.
Lenny and Jesto. We do that again. Together we're Lenny and Jesto, right? Five, okay. Four, three, two, one.
And together we are. Lenny and Jesto.
And together we are. Lenny and Jesto. Let's just start the podcast. Hi guys, today I have a very, very, very special podcast for you guys. It's a special edition best friend podcast celebrating all friendships that everyone has. I think this year and last year, we really realized how much our friendships actually mean to us and how much going out to your friends and being with your friends actually makes you a better person. And I have my best friend of the whole entire world on the podcast today, Jenny Flynn. Me and Jenny have been through literally everything together. Every single forest you can have, me and Jenny went through together. Different things that go on in everyone's life, me and Jenny have been through together. And we talk about every single story in the podcast. But we've had our good days and we've had our bad days together. We've actually had good years and bad years as well. I think any friendship that is worth it will stand the test of time. And that's what this podcast is really all about. And it's about, you know, you have to work on your friendships just as much as you have to work on any other relationship that you have in your life. Any friendship that is worthy is worth working on, is basically what I want everyone to get from this podcast. And I want to dedicate this podcast to mine and Jenny's parents, Stephen Flynn, Adrian Flynn, Jenny's parents, and Helen Weston and Seamus Weston. Me and Jenny were crazy teenagers. And I just want to say we understand it all now and we sincerely apologise. Me and Jenny's only becoming a new mom to a little daughter called Lo. I have my kids because I talk about them all the time. So we're going to understand everything he's going through in a few years, guys. So without further ado, this is Why Jenny Flynn is My Best Friend. Hey. Welcome to the Linda with a Y podcast. Guys, it's our special edition Best Friend podcast.
Happy friendiversary.
20 years. 20 years, I best know. Friends. Jenny, can you believe it?
Crazy.
Did you know when you first met me, I was going to be the best friend you've ever had in your whole entire life?
I did. I knew the moment I heard you. Are you in your studio?
This is my studio. Guys, I've actually mentioned Jenny, I think, in every single podcast I've ever done. Do you be listening to them and you're like, that's me?
I get tingles when you say my name.
She said my name. Me and Jenny went to primary school together, right? But you were in the weird class. You were in the other class. You know when you're in primary school, anyone that's from the other class, you're like, they're weirdos. So first year was the year we properly fell in love then, wasn't it, Jenny?
Yeah. We got put in the same form class. And you know, I don't know why, because I thought they'd done it by like alphabet, but that doesn't make sense.
No, I think they did it was the entrance exam. But we obviously have the same smarts, Jenny. That's what it is, I'd say. St. Diffness. We were what a class. Oh my God. Do you remember when we even heard the name St. Diffness? We were in absolute stitches. School is the funniest time of anyone's life. Like, that's all it was gas. We just laughed all the time.
School is just so fucking funny anyway. Like, so
we all fell in love at first year, right? But what really cemented the love was, what am I going to say, Jenny?
The skill tour.
Amsterdam. They brought us to Amsterdam, guys, right? What were we like, Jen? Oh my God, we're all the same.
Who brings fucking a bunch of 14?
No, I think we were 16. Was it not towards you?
Oh, sorry, it was. No, do you know what? It was actually later. Was it not fourth year? You were a fourth year.
That's right, actually. So we were
We were 16, so we were fucking wild. And they brought us to Amsterdam.
We were just stoned over it the whole time. Oh my God. We won't tell you what school we went to, guys, just in case the school gets in trouble.
No, but we'd have an hour of shopping time. Do you remember a day? And we'd fucking all legged coffee shops. And then we'd have to go back and then go to museums and all.
I remember Anne Frank thing. I was freaked out when Anne Frank's cafe. I was like, this is horrible. I'm getting all claustrophobic, stoned off my head. I was like, this is horrible. Anne Frank, fuck God, love her.
I actually remember your lab. Remember, we were in a museum. It was some art. There's probably some really famous art museum that's in Amsterdam. I don't know. And the painting of this big mad looking woman like 3 years ago. And we were walking through, it was real quiet. And I just go, there you are. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And you laugh because it's a museum. Your laugh like echoed through the quiet.
I remember. That's when we like probably started hanging around each other at home now. Because you know when you have like, you have your school friends and you have your home friends. That's when I was like, fuck off to my other home friends. I was like, I'm heading over to Jenny's side.
Yeah, because I remember, like, obviously coming home and talking to you about you to my friends. And everyone's like, okay, you can't hear. I was like, well, Anna Linda said, then you were doing the same to your.
But I was obviously fans, girl. I think I mentioned it every time in every podcast. I was fan, guys. Oh, my God. But we were doing a... Oh, Jen, what's it called? I was doing a musical called Guys and Dolls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I told Jenny, it's like, Jenny, like, they're after putting me as this guy, and they call me a fat water buffalo. Do you remember you recorded it?
But you know what's been funnier? I wanted to do, remember I wanted to try and be in it just to get off plan. Yeah. And I was like, fuck it, because you were off so many classes, and I was like, right, I can't, I don't want to be in the show, but I'm going to try and get in. And someone was like, they're looking for like people to help out. And I was like, begged me way in, and they put me out in the fucking changing room. So I was sitting there on my own for hours. Everyone else was up on the stage having so much fun. And I'm sitting at the fucking back like a ghost.
I remember. You're in the cloakroom, weren't you?
I was sitting behind the curtain. I was like, hey, this plan fucking backfired.
I didn't even get to see the show end, didn't you?
And I had to do it for weeks.
They called me a fat water buffalo in front of the whole school. And I was...
I actually remember you saying to me before, this is at the start of our blossoming friendship. You were like, I've never had a fat best friend before.
I never did have a fat best friend. And that's what made us be friends. Like, I was like... you were the first person that actually got me. Like, I was like... No one else got, like, you know, someone else wouldn't understand, you know, a group of lads walking over. Like, I remember one time I was in Bulgaria, right, with another skinny best friend, we'll say, which is another girl, we won't say her name. And all these blokes were in the beach, and she was like, let's walk over to them. I was like, no, I'm not walking over there. So you got it, Jenny. Yeah. We hid in a corner together. So when we were in school, right, Jenny was always the funniest girl in the class, swear to God, but they were never able to tell me anything that was going on because I'd always do that thing, didn't I, Jen?
Yeah, her laugh would just be the thing that got me in trouble. Just because, like, she'd have to explode. She'd make that noise, and I'd always be the one that's like, don't tell Linda, don't tell Linda. And she's like, what the fuck, like, fucking tell me. And I'd be like, tell her, but, like, we're going to get in trouble. Like. And we tell you, you'd explode. You get kicked out of class. I'm like, I fucking told you not to tell her.
But we had this one weird time right now. I was being bullied, I'd like to say, because someone wrote all over the school, right? Now, guys, like, people will think that I wrote this, but I didn't. And it was very clever of the person that done it. They wrote, Linda is sound, all over the school, right? And I was like, the teacher was like, why are you telling everyone your sound for? And I was like, it's obviously not me. I'm not going to write Linda's sound all over the place, right? So I was got in trouble. And what happened, Jenny? Tell the story. Flinner, take the floor.
So if anyone knows Linda Weston's writing as well, it's very distinctive. Yeah. Only I think three people in this world can read it. I'm one of them. Yeah. So Linda is sound and Linda is cool. Like, was appearing fucking everywhere on the school walls, like in the classrooms, in the toilets, on the doors. It was fucking everywhere, carved into tables. It's like, what is going on? We're like, I knew it wasn't you, do you know?
Yeah.
And we were in the middle of the class, and like, I can't even remember who it was that came in. I think it could have been the principal or something.
It was Miss A. It was the. We're not saying what school we're from though, but it was someone called Mr. Go on, Mr. Jenny.
And then beep the name out. And was like, basically, like, pulled you out in front of the whole class, like, like was like, Linda, why are you, like, this is obviously you.
And I was like, what the fuck? It's not me. Like, it's obviously not me. Why would I do that?
Yeah. Go on, I'll let you tell the rest. I'll
all right. It's all right. So I was like, it's not me, it's not me, it's not me. And then my form teacher, she came in and she said, if it's not you, does anyone else in the class want to help Linda take off all the graffiti? And they were using this thing called the graffiti gobbler, and it makes you take off all the graffiti. And no one stood up, like, and I was like, is that all? I fucking hate it. Like, and then I nearly went to walk out and I turned around and Jenny stood up. There was a slow clap. There was a slow clap. And then Jenny stood up. I was like, there she is. There's my best friend. So then me and Jenny had to take off all the Linda sound. But give me a house sound is that, Jenny? Fair play to you. What a story. That just shows all your character, Jenny Flynn. That just shows your character.
I didn't think that would ever find me out of life.
Yeah. Do you know what, Jen? I want to buy Graffiti Gobbler. I've never seen Graffiti Gobbler ever since. What the fuck is it? I've never even heard of it before, yeah. Just some known throwing Graffiti Gobbler at me. But we were nuts in school, Jen, I have to say. Like, looking at Jenny just had a baby, guys. Jenny had a little girl called Lo. Little
Lo. Don't get me started. The whole fucking podcast beyond that kid.
Like... Yeah, but think about it, right? So, well, Maya's going to be too old for Lo. She'll be 4 years.
Well, like, insane that. What age is Maya? 3.
She's 3, yeah.
Sean is 3 years older than us. Like.
Yeah, like, it could blossom as the years... continue on, I suppose, definitely. But we were in school, we were 16, but we started going to this place called K2 in Holt. And Jenny had no ID, and I have 2 sisters. So I robbed my sister Susan's ID, gave it to Jenny that said she was like 21 or something. And then I had Jennifer's ID then, and we go up to K2. Yeah.
So I looked through 10 and I got in, and then they wouldn't let Linda in for some reason. And you used to have to sit outside, remember?
I just used to go and sit outside.
We left you there for like a good year out in the smoke.
I can't believe I used to go up, get dolled up to sit outside.
Yeah, but that's where all the fun was anyway. Like,
do you remember you had me in stitches? You were like, you would be handing drinks to people to give out to me, and you like give out to me in the smoking. You're like, I'm buying all them drinks. Other people are just handing them out to you.
You're like, thanks so much. Like,
but we weren't allowed to go. Sorry, we weren't allowed to go, weren't we not, Jen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, like, I think you were probably allowed to go a little bit before me, but I was definitely.
I was the 5th child. They were like.
But, like, I think there was probably a year where we both couldn't go, and then there was a good year where your mom and dad knew you were going, and I. Then obviously we used to get stung all the time, like, because our ma's both shopped in Jones and Donegal's. And my mad come home from the shopping, right? I'd be sitting in thinking everything was sweet. Door fucking slam behind. Oh, like, just bumped into Helen over in Dunn's. I was like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry, I feel like I'm swearing. Love.
You're not. It happens to me all the time as well. I get full on Tourette's, like, but you know what it reminds me of, Jenny? It reminds me of, you know, when Goodfellas, where he's like, you haven't gone to school in months. But we got caught doing everything. We just weren't clever at all.
Yeah, so like our ma's just used to always sing us in Dawn's, being like, well, Linda said she was saying, and he said he was saying, Linda, so where the fuck were you?
Oh, it's horrible. Because this is like, I have to say, all them years are like honeymoon period for relationships, like, and friends, right? You're just the best. Think about the, no one is more important to you than your friends at that age. Well, you were the most important person in my life, Jenny, at that stage, 100%. But I think then when you start going on holidays and all with each other, is when you start really, really knowing each other.
We went on the first holiday, just the two of us.
Yeah, just me and Jenny, like a couple. Like, we were like a couple. We were 100% like a couple. Where was it, Jen?
Was it Canaries or somewhere? Everyone was like mad over there and all. And we did a hotel that was full of Spanish families.
It was awful. We had to get a bus down to all the madness all the time.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. We
ended
up killing each other.
We killed each other. That's what I'm saying. It's the first time we'd ever have a fight. Because on holidays, that's when they're forced, like... No, you're waiting for 24/7. You can't just piss off to your house. Like, that's what it is.
I remember the second day, and like, tensions were high. I think we were kind of slapping at each other. And you'd done a handstand in the pool, and you blocked your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm actually going to kill her.
Right. Guys, I don't know how to answer, right? And then I got up and I couldn't hear a thing. So then I was saying, like, Jenny would say, do you want to go for dinner? And I'd be like, who has a spinner? You know, I was saying things that rhymed with it. Oh, God, that was horrible, Jenny. We wanted to go home and all, didn't we?
Yeah, we were booking flights on each other and all.
We were.
We were free. Oh, yeah.
So that's what I mean. Holidays, like the school years and all, and the honeymoon period for friendships. Then it's like you really start getting to know each other when you're going everywhere together. We went to Ibiza as well. We have a big group of friends, right? So we have Caroline, Shauna, Lauren, Tara. That's it, yeah? We have three other close friends. We've been very lucky to have these three close friends our whole entire life. So that's what our little group, everyone's group is kind of small. We've loads of friends, like, do you know what I mean? But that's the main group that's kind of small. But so we went to Ibiza, and it was me, you and Caroline, wasn't it?
Oh my God, and it was just, now it wasn't like it is now, like it wasn't fucking out to the beach and all, there's no way we went to, but it was
no
like the way it is now.
No way in hell. Jenny, do you remember me dress on? I wouldn't wear a bikini because I'm fat, like, guys, I'm fat if you don't know, if you haven't listened to the rest of the podcast, I'm overweight. But
it was like blistering heat and we were going around with leggings and all, we were like freezing over here.
Jen, do you remember I made friends with the English girls and it came down and I was like, oh my babe. Just complete English accent. I didn't give a fuck about Jenny and Caroline anymore. I was like, I've made new friends now. But yeah, oh God, that was horrible, Jenny. Do you remember I kept on sending them in? So there was a big pool party in that morning and I was like friends with all the English people then and I kept on sending them in to you to go to the toilet, do you remember?
Yeah, me and Caroline were in that room. I was like, all these people kept coming. Sorry, Linda said we can come in and use the toilet. I was like, is she actually...
Oh, my. Because this is what I mean. Holidays. Everyone that's listening to this knows that holidays is when the intenseness of a relationship can get... Even with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, holidays is when he's going to absolutely kill each other. So, friends... I'd love anyone that's listening to this now to say that they went through a whole holiday with one of their best friends and did not kill each other. Like, there's no way. But in that one, actually, I don't think we killed each other to each other's faces. It must have just been behind each other's back. The one that I beat it.
No, I think that was too much of a man holiday.
Yeah. And we made friends. Remember the boys that were friends with us and all? We were so cool. I was like, we've got friends that are boys. So funny. So then, all the holidays, Jenny, we went on... The biggest holiday of our lives then. We ended up, where did we go, Flinner?
I'm like, is this a question to me? Australia. Is that what you're talking about?
10 Manning Street, Milton. We lived in Brisbane. Didn't we live in Brisbane?
Yeah, Brisbane. No, yeah, it was Brisbane for most. I think, wasn't it? Yeah, it was.
That's another time I was actually having a heart attack. Do you remember you were getting the, you were saying we're going to live with two guys and I was like, no. No, I can't. No.
In fairness, looking back, like, that was very fucking, like, that could have been horrible.
Yeah, right.
They had to be, like, two majos or, like, two blokes that had girls around all the time and...
But they weren't. They were these two lovely guys from Limerick, Owen and Evan, and we all just became best friends, didn't we? 100%. It was gas.
Yeah.
You were always working.
Doing late nights and all. Every fucking Saturday, he'd be like, we're going to the Gold Coast. I'd be like, yeah, I'm working till 9. And I still never had money, like.
Oh, we were smashed. What is the story? And I'd be looking at people in Australia now. I'm like, you are living a life that we just did not live.
Yeah, but it's different now, I think. Like,
I don't think we went over too young. We were 22. I think if we went over at 26, life would have been totally different.
We went over, we lived in Kipps.
But yeah, so Jenny was working loads in Australia, but we were grand. I don't think, no, we had little fucking fights. I'm a messy bitch and Jenny is like very clean and like likes her shit together. Is that right?
Yeah, but there was never, I don't think.
I don't think there was a big scrap. No, we're lucky there.
There's more of us, I think. So it wasn't, if it had been just the two of us, I'd say we would have killed
Oh,
each other.
yeah. 100%.
I think when there's more people around, it's harder to.
But one story that stands out to me is, so when you're away, you know, tensions are high with everything, kind of. So everyone, like, was kind of buying their own food. Right? Everyone's buying their own food. And I bought tuna, right? But there was another tuna in the fridge, right? And it was John West tuna, right? So I ate the John West tuna, right? Now, Jenny knew I ate the John West tuna, but I just thought that, like, tuna is tuna. Now, I should have had the non-brand name tuna that I bought, right? Obviously, I should have. But I ate the John West tuna, right? And next of all, there's murder. Who ate the tuna? Who ate the tuna? And Jenny knew it was me. And I was like, oh my God, I am scarlet. Oh my God, Jenny, it was horrible. Me and you keeping it this big secret. I was like, oh my God, I had to tune, I had to tune it. I ended up having to text the parents and it was going mad over the John West tuna.
I was like, I know it was you.
That's what I mean. When you're away, tensions are so high. Anyone that's in Australia now, listen to it. I know I do. I do have an Australia following, Jennifer. So people will be in Australia now, listen to it. Let me know your stories of when tensions were high. I think when you're still over there and you're kind of chilled now, like when you're out, the longer you're over there, the more you settle into, I suppose.
Yeah.
We were never doing that second year.
Oh, I know. I remember halfway through it, we were like, yeah, I'm doing a second year. I'm getting a visa. You're on this big Australia boy.
Yeah.
We're in the, we're in England as well.
Yeah. Which place did you like better, Melbourne or Brisbane?
I think Brisbane, because that's where it all started, and it was just gas. I think when we went to Melbourne, it was just like we were fit, like we were broke and all. It was good though, like it still was good, wasn't it? Like,
Melbourne was a good. We were in St Kilda beside that big theme park.
yeah, but that was the only good thing about where we live. We lived in that.
It was like cracked in though.
I remember going to work, right, and I was here in the salon. There's girls all, well, you worked in big fancy offices, but I remember going in and the girls were like, what's the name of the road you live on? Like, we obviously
Yeah.
lived in the, like, really bad part.
But you see, we lived in, like, it was like a, and it was meant to be an apartment, but it obviously wasn't. And we
It
had
was
that
like a.
shared, we had the shared kitchen and all.
Yeah. It was
And
so
but
weird.
then, we're all the lads, so the lads came to meet us, the lads we met, Owen and Evan. Hi, Owen and Evan. They came to meet us in Melbourne, but they lived in, like, the backpackers.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, we were way too far out to live in a backpackers. I think we only, I think we only very, very first got there.
So yeah, we got home from Australia, right? And I don't know, it felt like 5 seconds later, you know, me and Jenny were a couple, you know, in my mind, me and Jenny were the couple. We were the couple. And we were still, you know, we used to go on holidays together, we used to go out together, we'd go everywhere together, we'd go walks together, everything. And it seemed like very soon after Jennifer found her boyfriend, Mr. Shane Gleason entered our lives. And I want to know, does anyone else feel this way? I was 24, maybe, and I was like, oh my God, my life is over. This bitch is after finding someone and leaving me on my own. Did you know I was freaked? Did you know I was freaked? I didn't hate Shane or anything, but did you feel the jealousy coming from me, Jenny?
I remember breaking the news to you.
I think I remember that as well. Were we in Eddie Rockets?
Yeah.
They were Eddie Rockets, and I was like, you know, when you're trying to make your face be normal and all, I was like, you got a text, I think. She got a text.
That's what it was. You know what it was? I was out. I met him the night before, and then he texted me, and he texted me, but I couldn't obviously hide my phone. Oh my God, someone actually liked me. And you were like, who text you? I was cheating on you.
Oh my God, and then life was very different from then on. But like, does no one else feel that way? You know, you have your best friends. Like, Jenny was my best friend in the whole world. We were going everywhere together. And the minute a boy came in, you know, everything's different then. Because suddenly you were like, oh, we're heading to, I don't know, Mexico and all, you know, me and my boyfriend. I was like, you're like, what are you up to the weekend? I was like, sitting in me fucking mad because you fucked off of me, you fucking bitch. All these couple photos up everywhere, like, you're
Yeah, but you know what that is? That's when it's fucking hardcore dieting time. You know, when your friend is doing something, you're like, right, Darby's out now. And I'll fucking show you when I'm a size 8, you fucking bitch.
Do you know what? Actually, that was the skinniest I ever got. Being not eating and all. Fucking.
I know.
I'll show her. Oh my god. But does anyone else feel that way, guys? Please get in touch with us. Let us know. I think every girl goes through this. Every girl that has a best friend goes through it anyway. Because it's just so hard. Like, then a boy gets involved. Oh, but you know what, Jenny? Maybe other girls had like loads of boyfriends their whole way up their teens. Yeah. So it wasn't such a big deal. Like, you know what I mean? We weren't exactly man eaters. Oh, it's just another guy after me. Yeah, so Shane was in for ages before I met Steve, like 3-4 years before I met him.
Was it that long?
I don't even know. Just like I've blacked it out. I love that we remember exactly what happened. It was so blasé. She was like, some guys after texting me. I was like, you know when you feel like your stomach is after being punched? Like, I was like, what? And you brought me to Eddie Rockins to tell me this? Oh, horrible. But you see, the thing is, you have to be the supportive friend. You can't be like, even though you're thought, like, I was so jealous. I was so freaked. I was jealous of our time that's gone. Not like that you had a boyfriend. You're like, I've no one now. It's more that, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know what's gas? Half the time I was probably getting blanked by him and telling you I was with him and I'm sitting at home as well.
Just how my boyfriend sitting there. Yeah,
I'm sitting here with Shane. Shane took his phone off. Like, fuck, this isn't working. I'm out there fucking really putting a lot of office in.
But I think that was the hardest time in our friendship wise, like, because I just felt like I didn't want to be a third wheel. That's what it was. I just did not want to be a third wheel. I think out of everything, when I look back at my 20s, anyone that had a boyfriend, I was always afraid to go out with them on my own because I never wanted to be the girl that's being, hi, I'll sit here, you guys. Isn't that the truth though?
I know, it's fucking hard. It's so stupid though when you think of it, because if you see now, right, when it's you and C, like when I call around you and C, like pre-COVID times, yes, right? If I called around, like, you, I'd never be like, I suppose never. Now because I'm ashamed, but maybe if I was single, would I be still thinking?
No, wouldn't, because it's a real teenage stupid thing to think, do you know what I mean? Like, the only time you're a third wheel is if you're fucking in the bedroom with them big, I'm so glad the three of us are all here together. That's the only time you're going to be a third wheel. Like, other than that, no, it's just, I think it's a real insecure kind of, Jenny, did I tell you I was insecure once? That's what this is all about, you know? Linda finding her security in herself, and that's what I've done. I'll sit with you and Shane, no problem.
You got with C then. I think it was only 2 years later.
Felt like forever.
So you got with C anyway and moved in with him. And I was nowhere near moving in with Shane. And I just remember being like, what? Like, freak to Shane. Like, every day after that, I was like, where are we going?
It was different though because C had a house. Like, I think... When I say, like, I moved in with C straight away. Like, C had a house. I was making up lies to him. I was like, had another fight with my mom again. Better stay here again. He's like, will you fucking go home? That's how it happened. I was lying to you and I was lying to him.
Well, I just remember, like, for that, like, because I think he's moved in before Christmas or something.
We moved in January 1st is when we moved in.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Because I remember you put up a picture or something on your Instagram. And I was like, took like a bullet, and like, I just was so annoyed at Shane. And he was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not money. Like, where are we even going to go? Not with me either. And I was like, everyone is progressing. He was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You never mentioned it up until Linda.
What do boys do? What girls do? Do they compare? No, like, we compare?
They don't.
Definitely.
I don't think so. No, I didn't even think girls do as much as we do.
I never knew that, wrecked your head when I was moved to a city.
Yeah,
There you go now. Well, there you go. I got my one back. I'm delighted.
That's yeah, these are my two kids.
They happen without me planning them. No, but I think this is going to be a whole new part of our friendship.
Now it's two moms.
Yeah, but I do think so. I think it's harder. Oh, Jesus, no, it's not harder to talk to someone that doesn't have kids, but like it's...
I know.
When you're like, oh, I've been up all night and all, people don't get it. They don't get it. No. Why would they get it?
I never really got it.
But why would you get it? You don't need to get it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they just don't understand it. And then... When you're going through it yourself, then you're like, oh, yeah, right, I understand now. Is that what you feel like, what's happening now?
Yeah, and even, like, obviously, like, I'm not trying to fucking get hung up on, like, how you look after, but it's very hard not to. That is a hard... Oh, we're going real serious now. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait, I don't... Wait. It's scary music. When you put on weight.
No, but seriously, like, it's so hard. And then you just straight away, like the minute I had, I'm turning this into a big
no, I'd like that. No, I wanted to.
The minute I had her, like, now I was on a big high, but like, you know, when you're in that ward after you have them,
yeah,
like, obviously, I was looking around at every other person who had just had a baby as well, and I was like, why does no one look like the way I look? I was like, something off the fucking Discovery Channel. I literally, like, my head was so swollen, I looked mental. Emma McDonough, actually, who I think is one of your listeners.
Oh, Emma McDonough, we love you, Emma.
She was in the bed opposite me. And I just remember looking at her being like, she looks like she always looked, like just a fucking ride sitting over there. I got to her tour, baby. And I'm sure she was looking. I'm sure she was looking at me, being like, "Is that fucking Jenny Finn or is that?"
But you know what, Jenny, you looked gorgeous. You were sending me photos, and you looked absolutely gorgeous. So I just think that was in your head more than anything. Jenny, your head is fucked after having a baby. Your mind is fucking with you, Jenny.
Like, I'm fine. I swear. Everything I say, I'm like,
Jenny said something very funny to me the other day. And this is what I love about Jenny. She always like articulates things that I know as something that I was thinking, but I couldn't get the words out. Like, you know, after you have a baby and you're going mad about something or something's annoying you. Like, yeah. Jenny's like, you're nearly afraid to say it because you don't want people to think that you're postnatal. Like, that's what I was like the entire time. I was like, I'll keep this one in. I think sometimes they talk too much about postnatal in... Do you know that little checklist they give you?
Yeah. Like, how are you feeling? I can't even think of any of them now, but it's like, they do... Like, obviously, they're trying to be very, like, conscious of mental health. And that, like, I was telling my mom, and she was like, Jenny, that's great, because years ago, like, when I had you, it was like... Here's your baby, best of luck to you, like, fucking deal with your mental health. But yeah, I do think it is overdone a little bit, I think.
I think so too.
Like, is there something wrong with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're nearly, remember you were saying, you were saying to me that, like, you're like, what you going to say? No, you were like, I haven't been teary yet. You're like, I haven't been teary yet. I haven't cried yet. And I'm like, but maybe you're not going to. I think you'd be nearly waiting for this big crash.
Well, that's what, like, even my whole pregnancy, like, before I got pregnant, I'd be crying at fucking everything, like, everything. Like, and then the minute I got pregnant, that just stopped. It was the weirdest thing. Like, and even after, I was like, what? Now, I did cry the other day. And I've had a few cries since. I was at that dream. For ages, like, there was nothing, and like, that's why I was like, I'm having a boy, I'm having a boy. Because when you're googling it, it always comes up, like, you know, you cry more if you're having a girl and all. So that's the main reason why I thought she was going to be a little boy.
I know Jenny didn't find out, did not find out at all. Like, did you ever at one little small stage go, I'll find out?
Yeah, so the 20 week scan. Or I don't know if it was a 20 week, one of the scans, so everything kept changing, like, for, you know, the rules were like, your partner can come in, he can't come in, like, because it was going in and out of all these fucking different levels and all. And I was like, right, if Shane can't come to this next scan, like, I could definitely find out, and then I can just decide if I tell him or not. Now, he wanted to know, so, but I'm glad I didn't, because there's no way I would have been able to not tell him, and I would have told you, and I would have ended up fucking telling everyone.
You see, I didn't give a shit. Like, that's where me and you are so different. Like, I was like, everyone can know. I don't give a fuck. They're going to find out anyway.
But But do you remember I said to you that one of the midwives, one of the appointments I went to, she said she.
Edit that. Oh, yeah, I remember. We're so telepathically know everything about each other. Yeah. And what? So the midwife said she, do you?
Yeah, and one of them, like, it wasn't for a scan or anything. Like, she probably just was like, how's she doing? Or something about the baby or something like that. And I just zoomed in on the word she. And then I was like, that's weird. Oh, yeah, that's my story.
But you see, I think that that's what they do, though. I think they call it like a he or a she. And then they'll say, oh, we haven't looked or whatever. Do you know what I mean? But we're talking about it. So having a baby in the restrictions, what was it like? Like, when could Shane see you? Did you feel like it was better? Did you feel like it was worse? Like, what? But you probably don't know. Like, what do you think was the whole situation?
I think I got very lucky because I didn't, you know, you go into the labour ward before. Like, I didn't have to do all that because I stayed at home. So I actually have a client who's a midwife, and she kept saying to me, like, Jenny, try and stay at home for as long as you can because you're going to just be on your own when you get in there and blah, blah, blah. So I had that in my head. So I was like, right, I can stay at home for as long as I can. And then obviously it got to a stage where I was like, you know, I thought I was about 9 centimeters.
That's good as hell.
And they were like, you're half a centimeter. I was like, this baby's coming. Forcing through the doors. I'm trying not to push, like, nowhere near go home. I was like, all right. So yeah, I was at home for ages, and then I went in, and they were just like, right, you have to go straight to the delivery room. So, and Shane was out standing outside waiting because he was going to go into a hotel, and like, I was literally in there for 5 minutes, and they were like, right, straight to the delivery room so he could come up. You're allowed in for that part. Like,
oh, so that was grand.
It was just the labor ward, but the delivery room, because you're on your own, like, we both had to wear masks and all, but like, it was grand. Actually grand. And then it was gas, because they gave me a COVID test, and then, you know, they were obviously waiting on the results. So as soon as they knew, they were like, right, take your mask off. And Shane was sweating, like, and he went to take his mask off. They were like, no, not you. He was like, all right, you know how
morbid it is. Did Shane get a test as well?
No, they didn't test him. And then after it, they were like, he can stay for an hour after you have the baby. And I was like, right, okay. But then the way it fell, I had her. And it fell in the what you call it, visiting hours. So he was able to stay like for an extra 2 weeks.
Grand. So you were so lucky the whole time.
Yeah. That's amazing. Then after that, he was only allowed in for like, I think, 2 hours a day after that, which was a bit shit. Because like, I'd be dying for him to come in, and then I'd be real sad when he was leaving. But like, that was grand. Like, it was only 3 days of that. But I felt like I was in there for 3 months.
But no, sorry, Jenny thought of a really good thing for anyone that's pregnant. Listen to this, guys. So you were going to get, Shane was going to get a hotel. I don't know if loads of people are thinking about this, but Jenny, tell them your clever idea.
Well, it wasn't actually my clever idea. It was Shane's. Instead of sitting outside in your car, just book into a hotel. Like, I'd say he was raging. He thought he was going to have his night out. Big hair in a towel and all. Pampering. And just sit in the hotel. The hotels, even the level 5, will let you. If you say, look, like, she's in having a baby, they'll let you book into a hotel.
Right, so we're coming to the end of the show. And me and Jenny used to do a thing back in the day where we'd say buddy test, and you'd ask the other person a question that she should know the answer to because she's your best friend. So guys, I'd welcome you all to do this with your respective best friends. It really is good to know who's the real ones and who isn't. First question. Yeah. What is your mom's name and your dad's mom's name? Your nanny's names. What's my nanny's names and what's your nanny's names? All right, write down your answer.
I actually got blank.
Do you not know?
Edit that out.
Excuse me? Right, what's your answer? You go first, or I go first to the answer?
Or you go first.
Anne?
Yeah.
And Lena?
Yeah.
Woo! I got it right. Adrian, I got it right. Stephen, I got it right. Right, go on. What's my 90s names?
Bridie.
Yeah.
And Ellen.
Yes. Well done. Right, second question. Are you ready? You can cut the tension with a knife. What? You say.
Right, what's my middle name? And for a bonus point, what's my compo name?
I know it's Louise, right? Because I remember you telling me it was Louise, and I was like, of course it is. Jenny Louise, and your confirmation name is the famous Adrian. Am I right? Woo! Yeah. Linda got it right. Right, come on, hit them with my middle name.
Right, you're Linda Marie. Or is it Mary?
My Mary, it's Mary.
Mary, oh God.
Yeah. But you got it wrong. There you go. Now. Bonus point. What is my confirmation name? Wait. Jenny Flynn.
Wait.
Yes. Wait.
Right. So now we'll do two separate questions, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one now. I don't know if you'll notice.
Oh, I'm scared. I don't know at all.
Right?
Right, go on.
So my, as you know, my dad was in a very famous band years ago. Name that band.
That band is called the Jumping Jacks. Pixie Flynn. Jenny's dad was in a band. I think your aunties were in it as well, weren't they?
Yeah, they were backup singers at one stage.
But what did your dad do in the band? What was he?
He was a drummer, I think. Self-taught.
Oh my God, it's so cool. Big deal, that thing with his hands though. That is so cool. Right, you'll definitely get mine. Mine's quite easy, I think. What is the name of my first dog?
Levi.
Yes! I thought you were getting mixed up with the second dog, which was Jackson. No, my first dog, which is Levi.
I never got the chance to meet Levi. But
you've only heard of the legend that is Levi. But me and Jenny's dad have the same birthday, 20th of February. I just turned 33. Jenny is 10 days younger than me. So for 10 days, she's always like, oh, I'm so much younger than you. So he was on my birthday, Jenny, for Yana.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So I actually went to the trouble of looking this up. Right? So here's a few 20th of February celebrity birthdays.
Right.
You probably know them all, but right.
I don't.
Right, Rihanna. You know Rihanna, right?
Yeah, Stephen Flynn.
Stephen
of the Jumping Jacks.
Cruz Beckham.
Oh, there you go. That's a good one. That's a really good one.
Cindy Crawford, the only cat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kurt Cobain.
Oh,
Eddie.
You were tortured souls. Who?
Ivana Trump.
Oh, you see, she seems like a hard bitch to me. You know, we were always going on about Pisces. Me and Jenny are both Pisces. Yeah. So, you know, if we like cry to each other or whatever, we're always like, it's because it's our sign. But you see, Ivana Trump seems like a kill bitch to me. She doesn't seem like she'd cry as easy as we do.
And then Brian from the Backstreet Boys.
They're all good ones. Now, your ones. Collie Sheridan, our really good friend, Collie Sherrow,
yeah. Jenny Sampson, who also.
Oh, yeah. Jenny Sampson. Yes.
Right, so then I have Harry Redknapp. That's a good one.
He's so sound.
Yeah.
He is so sound. And what a beautiful man. Right. He. Go on.
Method Man. There's one on this list.
Check out my gravel pit. That's Method Man, isn't it?
There's one on this list you're going to be freaked about. Reggie Bush, Ew. Would you believe?
Who say it again?
Reggie Bush.
Oh my god!
I know.
Oh my god!
When I looked at that the other day, I was like, I cannot wait to break that door. Reggie Bush, okay.
Reggie Bush, Jenny got me. This is what Jenny does. She gets me like all these deadly programs to watch, and then I always go like, oh yeah, I'll watch it, but then it takes me years to actually watch them. But she got me onto the American Gogglebox, guys. If you haven't got onto that, isn't it good, Jen?
You have to be a Gogglebox fan to get it.
I don't get people who aren't Gogglebox fans. At least your boyfriend is a Gogglebox fan. Steve's a big, it's people watching television. Yeah. It's one of these.
But there is people that don't get it. Like, they just think it's people watching, you're watching people watching telly, but like,
It's like Mary and Marina.
Mary and Marina, a.k.a. Lenny and Linda.
Jenny and Linda. So whenever we like see two best friends, we're like, there we are.
You're Oprah. I only get to be Gail.
Jenny Flynn, it has been an absolute pleasure. You have been the person that made me want to do this podcast from the beginning. Jenny listens to every single one of my podcasts before I put them out. I wouldn't have been able to do it without you. Everybody, it's Jenny Flynn. Jenny Flynn.